You know it is bad when I can't complain about this on social media, YouTube, nor the alternative sites. Why? Because the entire internet itself is a huge haven for cancel culture. Now, cancel culture has been around forever. However, with the advent of YouTube, Twitter, and Blue Sky, cancel culture has been amplified. But why is cancel culture full of hypocrites? They will ridicule you over words, the criticism of certain organizations, and criticism of people regardless of race, etc. I can't tell you how many times in my near 20 years that people tried to cancel me, mainly because I criticized people for being lazy, unfunny, biased, and not caring about those that are vulnerable. However, I would be right about these people, but no one will ever acknowledge me for being right, fearing that it would inflate my ego. Whatever, I don't care about soaking in the adulation. September 2025 exposed cancel culture's hypocrisy to an amplified level. Example, the Charlie Kirk assassination. A lot of communists reveled in the death of Charlie Kirk, calling for Kirk's wife and kids to be killed. But when Jimmy Kimmel got caught lying about Kirk's killer, it caused viewer backlash with TV stations, causing Disney to panic. This led to Jimmy Kimmel getting suspended for violating his contract alongside costing the network several million dollars in ad revenue. Ratings were at an all-time low. When people heard the news that Disney suspended Kimmel, everyone went nuts over a liberal getting canceled. People legitimately cried, "This is a violation of the First Amendment. Kimmel has a right to free speech." If you read Kimmel's contract, it stated that any lie that could lead to incitement of violence is grounds for suspension. Freedom of speech does not excuse you from accountability. So Kimmel's suspension was justified, but celebrities, social media, and even Republican senators cried, "Free speech." This essentially exposed hypocrisy not only with cancel culture, but it also exposed the hypocrisy of the Republicans and third-party politicians. Ted Cruz should know about being censored. Rand Paul is the biggest idiot in the Senate. Kimmel's suspension didn't just expose the hypocrisy of cancel culture, the Republicans, and the third-party politicians. It also led to violence across the nation. The mainstream media tried to cover up the amount of violence, but people were assaulted during a candlelight vigil of Charlie Kirk. Memorials of Charlie Kirk were vandalized, people were caught attempting to bomb news trucks, and someone shot up an ABC TV station in Sacramento, California. All of this because a bunch of crybabies wanted to pull the free speech card to the point where Republican senators and third-party officials were joining the Democrats. The last time something of this magnitude happened was when Senator Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin exposed communists in Hollywood, the military, and the judicial branch. Because of this exposure, people like General Dwight D. Eisenhower and journalist Edward R. Murrow called McCarthy a nutjob that had to be kicked out. The big irony was that McCarthy turned out to be correct. And who was the only one to side with Senator McCarthy in the 1950s? John F. Kennedy, a man who was assassinated in 1963 for attempting to abolish the Federal Reserve here in America. Another example of hypocrisies from all sides was the Watergate scandal. The common story was that Richard Nixon ordered Republican officials to investigate the records of Democratic officials. The mainstream media, Congress, and many others spun it to frame Nixon. But what was the real reason why Nixon was ousted? Because he criticized Israel as early as the early 1970s. I will link a couple of videos as evidence. He also criticized Golda Meir and Jews here in America. They were not having it. That was why Watergate happened. So not only did Nixon get framed, but he was forced to resign the presidency to save himself. Democrats, Republicans, and third-party politicians wanted Nixon in prison. So no matter if you are a Democrat, Republican, or anything else, cancel culture is a serious thing. Ruining lives through blacklisting, false imprisonment, and an extreme case, like Charlie Kirk, murder. The fact that degenerates can weaponize the internet to have you fired from your job is a huge detriment to society. It's bad enough government regulates hiring process at a time when jobs are needed. And I'm talking local jobs. Not government jobs nor corporate jobs that are reported courtesy of Wall Street. I'm talking about jobs on Main Street. Cancel culture is why Main Street cannot sustain jobs. This is something the founder and owner of Fashopedia named Archangel warned about for close to 30 years, long before he discovered social media and YouTube. Now that it is coming about, no one is safe on the internet. It is pointless to criticize these people that actively cancel because they are incorrigible. That's the hypocrisy. If someone says something slightly offensive, they get canceled immediately. But if someone rightfully gets punished for violating their contract fearing potential incitement, it's a violation of free speech. That's the hypocrisy of cancel culture. You cannot evade this as long as the internet exists. That's the reality.